Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Questions coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, I would like to know, there's rumors going on that they want to privatize Eskom. And if that's true or whatever, what impact would that have? Would it be much more better for South Africa if Eskom is privatized?
Privatization of these state-owned entities.
Yeah, I put out a report about 3-4 years ago that Eskom is not privatizable because the assets are grossly overvalued.
Okay.
Eskom actually has a negative asset value, and Eskom is actually, in this last annual report that they reported on last Wednesday, confirmed my calculations.
They confirmed?
Yes, that Eskom's assets are overvalued, and that you could buy it cheaper if you went to the marketplace and bought your own power stations.
Would there ever be a situation where we could offer an alternative to Eskom? You spoke just now about a team of people that you would appoint if you were asked to turn things around at Eskom. Could that same team not start something else that in the future could give us a better option?
You'd probably need half of that team because you'd hopefully not be starting with a broken entity.
Okay.
A competitor is possible. The only issue is the grid, and I put in a complaint to the Competition Commission about 2 years ago,
yeah,
at my previous employer, who I don't prefer not to mention, where I asked for Eskom to be broken up into Gridco and Genco. You recall we discussed that last time. And unfortunately, my previous employer has put a hold on that that request. So I'm going to have to put a new application into the Competition Commission.
Is it true that Kuberg is not running on all the reactors because of maintenance not being done?
Is that true?
Yes, it's true that Eskom, the Kuberg nuclear plant, is only running on one reactor at the moment. It has two. And the one that is out of service is busy being refueled at the moment and will probably come online again within the next 30 days if nothing goes wrong.
Môre Martin en span, ja kyk, ek wil nie negatief klink vanoggend nie, maar wat gaan gedoen word? Wie gaan aksie neem? Maar daar word nie aksie geneem nie. Daar word soveel voorstelle gemaak en so, en maar daar word niks gedoen nie. Daar word absoluut niks gedoen nie. En my vraag is, nou wat nou? Jy weet, so dit laat mense eintlik spraakloos, maar ja.
That's the question of the day. What do we do? We're sitting here listening to all of this. We're outraged. We're paying for it. What can we do?
Okay, so we've got a petition going on our website, ECO, EECO.co.za, against the price increases.
Yeah.
We are also busy launching a fund to do a forensic audit, to demand a forensic audit at Eskom, and that will highlight and quantify the extent of the corruption and mismanagement and poor governance at Eskom. So people are, if we can just get your listeners to contribute 10 rand a month for a year each, we'll have more than enough money to actually take up the fight. But the problem is funding.
How much are you putting the corruption at? How much money has the corruption at Eskom cost us?
Okay, so that's an easy number. I've calculated about a year ago. The excess in tariff increases, as well as the excess in borrowings that Eskom has incurred, and for which we'll ultimately pay, is 1.4 trillion rand over the last 10 years.
How much? 1.4 trillion rand. Trillion rand.
That's the size of the problem.
That's a lot of schools.
Houses.
And houses. Hospitals. That is shocking amount of money. Shocking. Last question from you.
Môre, ek het net een vraag. Is dit moontlik dat die krag sal kan afgaan en nie weer aankom nie?
Sure, that's a scary question.
Ja, dis 'n definitiewe moontlikheid. Dis elke dag 'n moontlikheid, want as die vraag na krag die beskikbare krag oorskry met 1 kilowatt, dan sal die netwerk val. Ons is op die drempel elke dag.
Of the power going off and not coming on again.
Absolutely. That's a daily fight. It's done by Simapan Eskom Control Center in Germiston. And if they are asleep for 1 second of the day where the demand exceeds the supply, it'll be like putting a spanner into your bicycle wheel. The whole system will just collapse.
Alternative power? Where are we with that?
Okay, so there have been a couple of IPPs. 3 gigawatts has been connected to the grid. It's not without its own problems. Firstly, they cost 4 times higher than what Eskom's cost of coal-generated power is. The second issue is that every kilowatt hour that they're saving our butt at the moment, by the way, because Eskom's availability of plant is below 50%, which is ridiculous. But nevertheless, they cost us a lot of money because every rand that goes to this IPPs is a rand less for Eskom to pay its debt.
Okay.
So this year, it is
IPP again is
independent power producers.
Okay,
the renewables.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Eskom's payment to the IPPs this year is 34 billion rand.
Yeah.
Which it will now have to get from you and me extra to pay the debt, which they're complaining about.
Further down and down.
And next year it'll be more than 50 billion rand, and the year thereafter, 2021, 2022, it will be over 100 billion rand. It'll go to the IPPs, and that's what the shortfall that Eskom will have to get out of our pockets.
Well, I hope that somebody along the line wins a case that could cause a good competition.
Okay,
if they're not going to appoint the team, if they're not going to appoint the team that can save Eskom, the right people, then the right people should then start their own company and do it.
That's one option. The other is if people feel they are being overbilled. I'm running a billing advisory service. Out of the 12 cases that I've opened up, 10 have proven to be irregularly billed by Eskom, so fictitious billing. The small mining company by more than 1.5 million rand a month, a farm by more than 230,000 rand a month, etc., etc. So there's a lot of fictitious billing.
And if you want to know more about this, ECO, that's eco.co.za. Go and check it out.
Yeah, they can submit their bills there.
Thanks for popping in, Ted. Thank you very much, Ted Blom.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Wake up in the morning with Martin Bester.
I love you. I love your show. I love your team.
6 to 9 weekdays. Wake up in the morning. Jacaranda FM.